Welcome to Balance Your Life, a podcast designed to motivate you to begin and maintain your health and wellness journey. My name is Megan Farrell. I'm the creator of the Balance by Megan brand, host of this podcast, yoga enthusiast and teacher, motivational and lifestyle speaker, and blogger. I love inspiring and empowering others to live a more positive, successful, healthier, and happier lifestyle. If this sounds like you, you're in the right place. Let's do this. Welcome everyone to the Balance Your Life podcast. I'm your host, Megan Farrell. I'm the creator of the Balance by Megan brand, which is a blog, a YouTube channel, and a podcast. Before we dive into this week's episode, a quick reminder about the Costa Rica yoga retreat I am co-hosting with Amanda Kingsmith from Mastering the Business of Yoga. This is a retreat to grow and expand your yoga business. So we have workshops focused on goal setting, how you envision your business to look like in the future, social media, and how to lead your own retreat. We have so much more planned for you guys. This is going to be a retreat in which you can get really creative with your ideas, your business, and we also want you to be part of a community and collaborate with one another. So this is a really unique yoga retreat. I'm so excited about it. It will be held at the Bodhi Tree Yoga Resort in Nazara, Costa Rica, and that is this November 2nd through November 9th. If you want more information, I will link all of that in the show notes. Otherwise, you can reach out to me or Amanda. And with that, let's dive right into this week's episode. So welcome, Erin, to the Balance Your Life podcast. I'm so excited to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Can you let everybody know where you're joining us from today?
Yes, I'm actually up north right now. So I'm on Chemung Lake, but I'm from Pickering, Ontario.
Yes, we're in the same area. Perfect. So where are you? Like, how long was a drive there?
Oh, like an hour and a half.
Oh, that's not bad. Cool. Yeah, nice weather to be going up there on.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Awesome. So I want to dive right away. You are such a vast knowledgeable person. I feel like every time we get together, we are doing our 300 hours together. And every time we get together, I'm like, wow, I've learned something new about you. you're a very inspiring person to be around, to talk to. And I want to give everybody a chance to get to know you. So can you let our listeners know, how did your yoga journey start?
So this is like a super lengthy journey, and I feel like I'm always learning more about it too. I was actually talking to my mom this morning, and I was like, when did you first start taking me to yoga? And then, because my first memory was from when I was like 14, 15 years old, just going to a regular class with my mom. But she said she used to take me to like a kids yoga class when I was like 4 or 5, which is so cool because I had no idea until this morning. So that's so fun. But yeah, my first memory is from when I was like middle teens. I have a pretty athletic background. So I used to race sprint canoe kayak. So that was like my whole life. Like that's all I did. I would go to school. I would train before school, after school. Like it even came before like homework. Like that was my priority. Yeah, it was so fun. I'm so grateful to have that in my past. Like another, like just like being in yoga, like we have such a great community. Mm-hmm. Like you're surrounded by amazing people that become your family. Like it's so great. But yeah, so she used to take me to yoga classes more to like calm me down because I'm always like such a competitive state. Yeah, so that was really good to keep me grounded, and I'm so grateful for that too. Like how lucky am I to have that when I was so young.
Awesome. I mean, I didn't know you were a runner. Again, learning something new about you.
But I feel like it fits in so well. Like your legs are so long. Like you just, I feel like that really, really suits your personality to be a runner. Do you still run even non-competitively now?
So sorry, I was a kayaker.
A kayaker. That's so funny. I thought you said something and then runner, and I was like, oh, okay, I didn't learn that. But again, that's, I didn't know that about you. Wow, that's really cool. So yeah. Like what, I don't know if they call it dragon boat out here. Is that like a term that they use, or is that like the name of the club, I guess?
So that's just a little bit of a different sport. So okay. Kayaking, so I did sprint kayak, so it's a little okay. bit closer to like rowing.
Oh, okay.
So you have you have singles, doubles, your quads, and then there's like war canoe as well, which is a little bit closer to dragon boat, but more canoe.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. So that was like my whole life for a long time.
Wow. That's amazing. Wow. I didn't know that about you. So would you say when you started going to yoga, you were maybe going to more like meditative styles or gentle styles to help with the calming of the mind and like kind of relaxing from the competitiveness?
Yeah, so I think that was my mom's intention for taking me to those classes. But for me, it was almost like cross training, right? It's like, okay, let's get more balance so I can be better at this, so I can be faster. It's still a workout. So it was like totally physical for me. Okay. And even into my early 20s, that's also what it was. I was still practicing. And then from there, I kind of went into more like Bikram style yoga, which is even more like taxing and like really hard workout, right?
So yeah.
It's funny how that really changed for me. I'm like, it's not what I'm into now. I'm all about meditation, grounding, getting centered, and like really slowing down because we're so overstimulated now. It's crazy.
It's funny that, a friend of mine, Amanda, and I were talking about when we first started, like we very much came from like a power yoga. And even when we would do like a gentle yoga class, you would be like trying to like make a power move out of it. And
exactly.
Right. You're like, no, I need this workout. And, you know, when we were talking about it in our 300 hours, we talked about it from a perspective of like when you're younger, there's a lot of energy, so you do these workouts to kind of get all of that energy out of you. Mm-hmm. And now that we're getting like a little bit older and like we're learning more meditation, it's nice, like we're all like, can we just like lie here in Shavasana for an hour class? Is that allowed? Like, can we do that?
It's so true. Yeah, because this is so awful to admit, but I was the person who would go to a hot yoga class and then they'd be like, okay, let's get settled down for Shavasana. And I would leave.
Oh.
And like now I'm like, can I have half an hour of Shavasana, please?
I know. And you see people sometimes too, they like walk out during Shavasana and you're like, no, like you need this, like lay down, like let's just chill, let's relax, let's let the practice settle in. But no, it's the same thing for me. I would do like a class and be like, oh, there's no time for like laying down. Like we need to get on with our day. Let's go. Okay. I love that. So you've been into the yoga world for a little while now. When did you decide that you wanted to take your 200 hour trainings, and why did you decide to do it?
So, I'm also a registered massage therapist, and with that, we have to do like continuing education. And I've always loved yoga. I've always like come back to it in my life, like always. I've had like breaks of years where I haven't done it, and then right back into it every single day. So I kind of just had an experience like that where I was really missing it, and then I found Balanced Life Yoga in Ajax. I took 3 classes there and they were all different teachers. And I was like, this is amazing. And that was my first studio that I've been to that wasn't hot yoga since I was like a kid. Like I was hot for years. And then I finally found Balanced Life and it was totally different. Just the way they spoke about yoga and like why we're here and a little bit of like meditation thrown in there, that just totally changed my mind. And I was like, oh my gosh, like everyone needs this. how do I get more of this? And then I talked to Jen about the 200 hour, and then it's just been, what, like 2 years since then that we've been like, doing this?
Never stop the learning of yoga.
Exactly.
That's amazing. So I wanted to go into, you're a massage therapist. Why did you decide to go the route of massage therapy? And how did that kind of blossom in your life?
So again, like through sport. So I quit when I was in, I think, my second year of college. And I struggled a little bit with some depression and anxiety. My early 20s was rough. Like, you're trying to figure out who you are. You're finally away from home. You're just like really learning about yourself. And I quit the sport because I was like, I want to go to school. I'm not going to go to the Olympics. So let's just throw in the towel and like try and do some adult things. So then I thought maybe like I could work with athletes or with a team. And then it just keeps blossoming, and I'm still learning. I haven't stopped taking courses. It's just been really amazing for me. And I've always been like very curious about human anatomy and the body and how it works and muscles, joints, you name it, injuries. So yeah, that's kind of how I got into it. And just like helping people as well. I thought about going the nursing route, but like needles, not my thing. So this is I'm so lucky that, and so grateful that I chose this and that it's like totally worked out for me. It's been amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing how I feel like sometimes we have one idea in our head of how life is going to go, and then it just kind of detours, but it starts to blossom in like ways that are completely unexpected. Mm-hmm. For you, for massage therapy, was that also part of your days of kayaking? Was that something that you did regularly? Like,
Yeah, I always had treatment.
Okay.
Yeah, with all the training that we did, like you're at least twice a day, 5-6 days a week. So like your body is just getting abused. So yeah, massage is something I always did. I tried physio, but I never really had any like major injuries. So massage was just a good way of maintaining what I had and preventing injury.
I love it. Yeah, I mean, if I could tell anyone who wants to do like a 200 hour or even a 300 hour, if you can manage to get into a program that has a massage therapist, we've been very blessed to have you showing us some of your skills during training. I mean, you pipe right up during anatomy, and you can obviously tell that it's a passion of yours and that you really do love the massage therapy aspect of things. Is it something?
I think I lost you there.
That's okay. Sorry, I was just saying how you can tell your passion for massage therapy and that you really do love all of it. And is it something that you want to incorporate both yoga and massage therapy into a business? Do you prefer to do yoga kind of as like your own internal, I don't want to say hobby, but a passion of yours?
Yeah, definitely both. So right now I'm not teaching any classes, but I teach yoga to every single patient that I have every day. So whether I'm teaching them breathing techniques or it's their home care for afterwards, it really depends on what the person needs. And that's why yoga is so amazing, because literally every person needs it and can benefit from it. So whether I'm teaching them breathing exercise during massage or after, and whether that's because A, they're not breathing properly or efficiently, I guess is a better word, or if it's just a way to like manage stress, which is something that we all have every single day. Also just like teaching people how to move better in their bodies so that they have less pain, or that they're become stronger so that they don't have any pain at all. It really is endless.
Yeah, I agree. And that was one thing I talked to, I believe it was Katya, we did an interview together, and we were talking about how as yoga practitioners, we hear the word yoga and we know it encompasses so much more than just like the physical practice on a mat, and how, you know, sometimes people hear the word yoga and they think, you know, I have to be able to touch my toes. Like the whole point of yoga is to be on your mat and moving. And it's nice to be able to say like, there's so much more to yoga than just, you know, forward folds or downward dogs. Like it's breathing, it's meditation, it's internal work, like so much internal work, my goodness. So that goes so hand in hand with what you're doing with the massage therapy, the breathing for sure. Even the movement part, like teaching people how to have like less, you know, pain in their body. Like, I think it's nice for people to go for massages. Like, we'll talk about why it's so important for people to do that. But it's also like, you can't just go for a massage and then, or even like a yoga class and then call it quits. Like, there's so much you have to do at home. You have to take preventative care of yourself in order to live a more fulfilling life, or pain-free or stress-less.
Yeah, for sure. And I try and educate my patients about that as well, because it's, I mean, you can come see me once a week if you want, once a month, but if you don't put in the work, do your exercises at home, practice your mindfulness, whatever it is that we've worked through, those patterns that you're in every single day, they're just going to put you right back to where you were if you're not changing anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So let's get into a little bit about massage therapy, because I think it is so beneficial for everybody to do regularly, to incorporate it into their lives. I don't know about you, but do you find people come to you more from a preventative measure, or because something has happened to them and they're like, I need help? Like,
yeah, so it usually is the latter. It's they've pushed themselves too far, or it's too, they've tried to manage something on their own, but their ways weren't working, or they just kind of have ignored something, and it's crept up on them. And this happens all the time. This is, it literally is the body's way. It's the body adapts to stresses put on it, which is so amazing. But at the same time, if you have a low back injury and you ignore it, maybe you take a painkiller or you do some stretches that you've done in the past that have worked and maybe feels a little bit better, but you've still got this aching pain, then we change our posture and we change the way that we move so that when we move, it doesn't hurt. So we get these imbalances all over the body that just add to the pain. And muscles become weak, and then other muscles are overused, and then that is just a whole new pain. And it's something that we have to slowly unpack and really get to the root of it. And I hope most professionals are treating the cause of pain and not just symptoms, because that does happen a lot too. And that's how we treat ourselves, right? Like if you've got low back pain, you're like, okay, I'm going to do a couple cat cows and it'll feel amazing and I'll be perfect tomorrow, or I'll take an Advil, but it'll probably come back if you're doing the same thing the next day, right?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with you. I find, especially as I'm going through this yoga journey, that I'm taking such a more preventative care to my health. And I've always been somebody who doesn't, like, I don't love to take Tylenol or Advil, really, which I know is kind of silly. I'll take it if I'm desperate and I'm taking one, you'd be like, okay, she's hurting today. Mm-hmm. But yeah, to me, it's all like, you take those things to mask a symptom, but it doesn't do anything about the problem. Yeah. Why should people be getting massages regularly? Like if I don't have any pain, why should I go to a massage therapist as a preventative measure?
Yeah, so whether you're seeing massage, chiro, physio, an athletic therapist, like you name it, whoever your village of people is, especially if you've had an injury in the past that needs like constant care, and you need to check up on it every once in a while just to make sure everything's in check. It's always good to have another person's perspective, because since I've been an RMT, it's kind of a blessing and a curse, but like I assess like everyone I look at. Like if I'm at the mall, I'm like watching how people walk. I'm watching how people stand, how people's pelvises are tilted forward, back, whatever it is. I'm always looking for these things. And even in myself every day, I'm like, oh, like I've been sitting a little weird. Like I've got something strange going on in my back or in my leg. Like what have I been doing? So you don't always know even when an injury may start or an imbalance, and how much these little things do creep up on you. Also, like the benefits of massage are endless, just like yoga. There's so much overlap, but just to de-stress every once in a while, massage increases your blood flow, your circulation. It helps lymph drainage. Like it really is endless.
Yeah, it's amazing. I've been doing, again, just taking this whole yoga journey and like, how can I be better to my body and what can I do to help it? I mean, blood flow, circulation, we talk about that from like a yoga perspective, but I mean, massage therapy, if you're going to do anything for those things, you go to massage therapy. It's amazing how well or good you feel after having a massage done. It's funny, and I guess you can let me know if this is just in my head or if it's like, no, that has to do with massage therapy. But I find if I'm on like the verge of a cold or if I'm at the very end of a cold, if I go to a massage therapist and have like an hour-long massage, I either find like it comes right to the surface, like within hours after having it done, or it's completely flushed from my system.
Yeah, like it can definitely help. And with the like the promotion of lymph drainage and the increased circulation, like that's just getting stagnant fluid and toxins moving through your body. And sometimes when you do feel crappy, like you're not moving so much, you just kind of want to be curled up in a ball, eat your comfort food, and none of that helps, right? Like you've got to keep moving. Mm-hmm. And when you do get a massage, I always recommend people like drink a ton of fluid after and just get all of that out of your body, all the stuff that's just been sitting, whatever it is. Yeah, just get it out, and yeah, you'll feel so much better.
Yeah. I've been doing lately in the morning, I was listening to a few podcasts, and one of the girls is like super into like facial manipulation and like skincare. And she talks about it like a massage for your face. And as I was listening to this podcast, I'm like, really? Like, I don't know. I have to try this for myself. And she was saying when she like wakes up in the morning, because we've been laying like on our backs for hopefully 8 to 9 hours. Like I could get into a whole podcast on the importance of sleep, but like, I'm hoping people are getting 8 hours, but once you, like, you're laying there, you're on your back, and then you wake up, and sometimes people tend to be, like, a little puffier in the face, and it's because of the fluid that's been, like, laying there and just, like, not moving. So she's talked about, like, massaging your face and, like, going up the jawline, down the nasal passage, and down the throat, and, like, this might be TMI for some people, but like if you do it well, like you should have to use the bathroom right away. Like you should have to pee right away. And I was like, what? There's no way. I've done it a few times and it's like the same thing with me. If I go for a massage, like instantly I'm like, I need your bathroom. Where's your bathroom?
Yeah, all that fluid that's just been sitting around. like we have principles with how you move fluid. So it's, you're always moving towards lymph nodes. So you're promoting that drainage.
Right.
The lymph nodes do their work, and yeah, you should just release it. Hopefully.
Some people are like, oh my God, this podcast took a twist I wasn't expecting, but it's good for you. You need to get rid of that.
Yeah, for sure.
So you had said during our conversation to have like a village of people. And I know there's different people out there for like, there's nutritionists, there's massage therapy, chiros, physio. In your opinion, or at least what you have, what would you say people need, or who do you have as part of your village of people? Does that make sense?
yeah, for sure. My village is huge. I've got yoga teachers, I've got chiros, physios, athletic therapists, personal trainers. I try everything. And whatever feels good for me, I will hold on to that.
Love it.
I'm super mindful about the people I surround myself with. And I think that's really important too. Just getting rid of anything that doesn't feel right. But at the same time, like, if you try something that feels good, like, don't forget about it. Like, keep doing that. I work out with a personal trainer twice a week, and that is non-negotiable. And if that's all I do in a week, I will still feel good. But I also practice yoga and I meditate. Like, you've got to do these things that make you feel the best in your body. And it really becomes a habit.
It does. And I find too, the more you look after your body, even if your body, if your whole goal is, you know, I want to lose weight and you go to a gym, it's amazing to see how almost unconsciously you'll start to eat better, or you'll start to drink some more water, or your sleep habits are starting to change. And it might not have been conscious, but there was a book and they were talking about how physical exercise will almost trigger the rest of your brain to look after itself in other ways, whether it is eating better or drinking more fluids or looking for more quietness. Like, people I've been talking to have said, you know, I'm looking for more quiet time with myself, or spending time with me and my thoughts. I don't want to be surrounded by people all the time. Mm-hmm. And when I am around people, I want to be with positive people. Like, I don't want to be with those energy drainers or negative Nancy's, if you will.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I say this to all my patients, and we've learned so much about this in all of the training that we've done together. It really is so important to surround yourself with the people like that, and the people that make you feel like the best version of yourself. And just practicing those things that make you feel stronger, or whether that's mental or physically. I don't know where I was going with that, but
no, that's okay. You know what? It's so funny is, like, I don't know if it's just, it's like my brain is consciously aware that it's Saturday, but I feel like I can't speak. Like, nothing is coming out. I can't articulate my words. I'm like still just in, it's Saturday mode. That's awesome. So you talked about having a personal trainer, about meditating. Are there any other physical practices or other wellness practices that you incorporate into your life?
Yeah, so I and only since doing this training, so it's been almost a year now that I've been making a point to meditate every single day, whether I get in 20 minutes or 5, I try and do it every morning before coffee. It really sets the tone for my day, and then that day becomes whatever I want it to be. It is like so powerful to set an intention for yourself every day. And if you're just kind of starting your day mindlessly, going through the motions, then you're just going to have the same day that you had yesterday. And that's not necessarily about having control over every second of your day. It's just, what do I want to do today? How do I want it to happen? And like, how do I want to feel?
Yeah, I resonate so much with that. I do the same. I meditate. It's after I brush my teeth, it's the first thing that I do in the morning. I was so hesitant to meditation. I was the least likely person to, like, you want me to sit down and meditate? And I don't know why, but I assumed it had to be like hours long. 5 minutes in the morning can make all of the difference. Do you practice like a specific form of meditation? Do you listen to guided meditations? What's your go-to for that?
Usually in the morning, I just do, whether you call it mindful meditation or just awareness meditation.
Yep. Okay.
Just notice, what's coming up for me and in my own consciousness, recognize that and maybe why I'm having those thoughts. And I try and practice this all day. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's a long day, but, and then just trying to reflect on maybe why I'm thinking that. Is it something that I maybe dreamt about? Or is this something that I'm still holding on to from yesterday? Whatever it might be. I do love guided meditation as well. Especially, I really like it in the evening.
Yeah.
After I'm feeling a little bit more tired. Sometimes that's a good way to get into it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for me too. I it's like, what am I feeling today? Am I thinking or feeling like I need to be quiet with my thoughts? Sometimes, you know, like I'm just not feeling it, but I know I should do it. So I'll like throw on a guided meditation and like they can take me through it.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing. So do you have any advice or tips or tricks for someone starting out and wanting to start their maybe their own yoga journey, or if they wanted to start incorporating more wellness practices into their life?
Yeah, for sure. And I probably hear it honestly once a week. I mean, everyone that I treat knows that I'm on this yoga path, what I'm doing, that I practice, blah, blah, blah. And then I hear it all the time that, oh, I could never do yoga because I'm not flexible enough, or I could never go to a class because my body just doesn't move like that, or like whatever it is. And one of our teachers said this to us, but like, that is like saying, I can't eat because I'm hungry. It just doesn't make any sense. We're supposed to move that way. Mm-hmm. And if you've got leg pain and that's why you're afraid to do yoga, it's probably because there's an imbalance there, and that's something that we have to work through. And you can strengthen it through yoga, or you can stretch it through yoga, or like whatever you need. Yoga is for everyone.
Yeah, I agree so much with everything you're saying there. And it's funny because I think somebody else brought up that exact same quote from our teacher on this podcast, and it makes me laugh every time because it's so true. Or my favorite are the people who say, I can't do yoga because I'm not flexible enough. It's like, this is literally why we do yoga.
Yeah. And it has something for everyone, right? Like for me, it was never, the flexibility portion. I know I have too much of that, and I go to yoga for stability and for the mental practice. It's so interesting.
Yeah.
What you get out of it. And then going to a class, like a lot of people are afraid to put themselves out there and go to a class, which is also so funny because we've been doing it for so long. And like, that is the best part, the community and the energy that you get from being in class. Like there is nothing like that.
100%. I agree. The people you meet in yoga class are amazing, and they so quickly become such a deep part. You almost look forward to going to yoga class because you know you're gonna see your buddies in there. And yeah, I mean, yeah, like the yoga is awesome, but you're like, I'm gonna see so and so today, and we need to push catch up.
Yeah, and even if you don't, if you're in a class of like a bunch of strangers, you will still get that energy off of other people, and just being in that is so like rewarding on so many different levels, the way that you feel after a class, or like it's also addictive. Like you want to keep having that.
Yes. Yeah. I fully agree with you on that. Do you have like a favorite class that you go to, or a favorite style of yoga?
I do. I love Vinyasa flow.
Yeah.
I also have a love hate with yin, but because it is really challenging for me, it's really hard for me to be in a pose for that long, and for my It's also like meditation for me. Like, it is work the whole time. I am never relaxing and just stretching in a pose, especially with yin. So I do, that is one of my favorite types for that reason, is it really is a challenge for me.
Yeah. And, you know, we talk about how being uncomfortable is so important that for growth and for learning. I've talked about it before. Like, I feel like at this whole podcast, I'm like, I was so against meditation and I was against this, but same thing. Like for me, for yin, I went to yin because we had to, for our 200 hours, we had to get so many classes in. Mm-hmm. The only class I could make with the specific teacher we had to have hours with was her yin class. And I was like, nope, I don't want to go. I hated it. The first three classes, I was like, this sucks. Same thing, right? Because like your mind is going so fast and you're like, how am I ever supposed to sit here and just be in a pose that's not the most comfortable to start with and like just chill and relax? And it was like 3 days for me of like not happy, and then such an immediate switch. Like yin has become one of my most favorite classes. I love to teach it. Like, I absolutely love teaching yin, and it's just funny, I think, how it works. And yeah, sometimes you have to give things a try, and you might not like a class at first, and I'm not saying like go to 100 classes and be like miserable there, but give things a try. If it sounds interesting, try it out.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. This has been much fun. Is there anything else you want to share with the listeners about you or what you have planned for the future? Like, what is happening with Erin Sketch?
So, I practice massage 5 days a week. I'm full-time at Complete Performance Center in Ajax. We will be having yoga classes there very soon, so stay tuned.
Exciting.
So exciting. But yeah, I have my Instagram account is Erin Sketch Wellness. Website is coming soon as well. For now, I have a Facebook page, but I'll be switching that over to a website shortly. And yeah, stay tuned. Classes will be very soon. I'm so excited to start.
Perfect.
Yeah.
If anyone wants a life-changing massage in their life, like, my husband Brad goes to see Erin and like just comes home, he's like, she is amazing, I love her, her massages are incredible. Like, he's Erin Sketch's number one fan. And he's gone to tons of people, and like he just really resonates with you, loves the work that you've done with him, and he's really good. He'll come home and be like, you know, Erin told me I have to work on this, or my hamstrings are really tight, so we have to work on that. No, he's a big fan of yours. So I will link everything for you in the show notes, and stay tuned on Erin's Instagram page, Facebook page for the website launch and everything. With that, thank you so much for being on the podcast, Erin.
Oh, thank you. So grateful.
So thank you so much to Erin for being on the show. If you loved, loved, loved this episode, I would so appreciate if you could take just 2 seconds of your time to rate and review this podcast. It does help get the word out about it. As you know, I'm super passionate about spreading the love and the benefits of yoga. So the more people we can get on board, the better. Share this episode with a friend and take a picture, a screenshot of yourself listening to this. Tag me in it and I will share it as well on my social media. If you're still a little hesitant to maybe be going into a studio, don't forget to check out my Balance by Megan YouTube channel. So I designed this channel so you can practice in the comfort of your home. You don't have to take time to hit up a studio. Maybe you don't have a studio nearby that accommodates your hours. So these are videos that you can do in under an hour. Some of them are 20 minutes, some of them are shorter, and some of them are up to 40 minutes. So it really does accompany everyone. There's videos up there for all of you. And finally, I would love to see you guys in Costa Rica with Amanda King-Smith and I. So don't forget, if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me via email, via Instagram. I am more than happy to connect with you. We can talk about what we're going to do at the retreat. And Amanda and I will do a phone call with you if you'd like. So this is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Amanda is a fantastic person to know in the yoga world. And we are going to help you grow and expand your yoga and wellness business. So with us being in this industry and still relatively new, we know what you're going through. We have the knowledge of starting out and being new. And it's so nice to hear people who've been in the industry for a long time. But it's also hard to start out and to build everything up, especially if you're starting out. So we've been there, we've done it, and we're here to help and support you. So you can find all the information for the retreat, to connect with Erin, to connect with me, all in the show notes. With that being said, I hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your week, and I will see you next week.